This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Service safe. Which fun off?
I can't go nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody give me a lift.
If you don't smoke weed by now, I will never, ever, ever smoke weed with you.
You know.
Est-ce qu'il fallait une pierre?
I think I might vomit, mate. Guts are turning round. Me guts are turning round. Mate, I think I want the lead.
Finally, the best drop ever. You have never heard a drop like this drop. This is a world premiere. Yo, what's good? Sir William Brimstone up in here, Jest, with the family. FUBAR Radio, Mice Diggy, DJ Sarah Love. It's the hip-hop show. Keep it locked in. Peace.
Yeah, baby, that's right. Mice Diggy, DJ Sarah Love in the building.
Uh-huh.
This is the hip-hop show.
Yep.
And we're in full effect, bitches and bitchettes.
On FUBAR Radio, but before we go any further, you know how we do. We gotta say, what up? And thanks to Ian Bolesworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours. And you can listen back to his show and all the FUBAR shows right from back when me and Mice first started the hip-hop show on FUBAR. You can listen to all the incredible guests we've had, like Big Daddy Kane, like...
Incredible Hulk.
Incredible.
You know what I mean? Batman.
Sorry, which
came
one
through.
Is that? All right, no. I'm not going to even say who I thought you were talking about. Because I love them too much. Twang, you did a great set at the Grandpa show.
Twang is the incredible bulk right now, boy. Black Hulk.
Brother.
Shout out to Twang, aka Black Hulk. Now, we've had a bunch of guests, man.
Yeah.
If we reel off the guests, you lot probably won't even believe who we had on it.
I know.
That's what it's like
it's
now.
True. It's like
I feel
that.
Like I'm lying when I tell people, I spoke to the right, so-and-so is my brethren. Me and him follow each other on Twitter. I feel like I'm lying to people when I say that shit.
I know. Like when I said, we had MC8 on the show this week, people were like, no way!
Yeah, they're like, what?
I know.
Like it's not meant to happen. Come on, man. This is the hip-hop show. This is FUBAR Radio, my beloveds.
You should know by now. We bring you all that goodness right here every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. Yes, last week on the show, we had MC8. That was so dope to talk to him.
Yeah.
Got
all the staff saying, yeah.
Yes, Lissy, we need
LSD's
to roll that out.
Like, yeah.
Lissy, LSD. We need to start a FUBAR vocab training. I think we are kind of doing that slowly but surely every week via the hip-hop show, aren't we? We also, it was quite international last week because we had West Coast in the house via MC8. We were also joined by Junior T straight from,
Toronto. T-Dot.
And we had a bit of a international open mic too, which was a lot of fun. So definitely hit up FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Yes, and today it's more of the same.
Of course, it's a bit sunnier today. Feels actually like it is, you know, it feels like an English summer.
It does, it just is ramping up the kind of anxiety of what to wear.
Yeah, you still got to bring your jacket, but that's an English summer out here, you know what I mean? We don't get too excited anymore. We understand we only have about 1.5 weeks of this shit. Spread it out throughout the course of 4 months, so... As long as you understand that, you know, you can be prepared in somewhat way. I got my, I got some wellies and that.
You still got your wellies and long johns with you. You never know. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, man. English
isn't
summer.
It, Abby?
Yes.
And, coming up today, well, I'm not entirely sure what's coming
up today. What have we got
up today?
So today we were meant to have something really special, but that really special thing ain't happening. So we're just going to have a bunch of other really special things happening.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Now,
exactly.
I think we've got it out there. That was a small print you lot needed. You know what I mean? We don't want to throw anybody under the bus, of course, because we are professionals up here on the hip hop show.
We don't want to throw any MCs or men who appear on the open mic, but they... can't make it today because they've got some glass in their foot. It's like, you know, you don't rap with your foot, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I've rapped with a broken toe. Do you know what I mean? Damn near thought I needed a hip replacement. And I ain't going to tell you the other thing because, you know what I mean, we're live on air right about now.
It's a bit personal.
But yeah, I was leaking for a couple of days. I still managed to do that shit on stage. No, I'm joking, man. Well, maybe I was, actually. I don't know what it was, but...
Literally, you managed to do that shit on stage.
All I know, it was really hot out there, so I blamed it on the sweat. But anyway, moving on.
There's a bunch of dope events happening over the summer in the UK, so, you know, we need to make sure... Because it's not just about playing music. It's not just about talking hip-hop. You know, I just want to bring a platform to all the cool people putting hard work into keeping this scene alive. So we're going to be chatting to Kate of Scanners Inc. Later on in the show. She does a lot of really good work organising events in the UK. Of course, we're going to be joined by the our favourite weekly guest. And open mic on the way too. Plus, I've got new music for you from the Jest album. Uh-oh. Got some brand new Prodigy of Mobb Deep, of course, for you and more. You know, you get all that goodness right here first. And I'm going to get into a big up right after this. But I wondered, Mice, how would you like to hear some brand new Alchemist and Budgie production with Royce the 5'9" rapping over it?
Alchemist and Budgie?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let me hear this.
With Royce.
That's a UK...
Yeah.
US Connect.
Yeah.
With Royce the 5'9".
Mm-hmm. So damn. I'll give you all the info after this, but this kind of adds to the accreditation that Royce has as well, man. Like, dude is one of the illest right now. Sorry, did we say that this is me, Sarah Love, and I'm joined by...
The man with the chocolate velvet cake voice, a.k.a. My Stiggy.
Maybe you would prefer to pay God with your funky ass blood.
The sky and thank God that we on. We ain't die against all odds. I'll be around for eons. Adversity never bothered me none. When that 30 unload on rappers, I ain't seen none. But surely I know what's happening, like Raj and Rerun. While we respect the codes, me myself, I could turn the other cheek, but never bring myself to re-respect a soul. I got that young man flow, that old man glow. Grew up so damn poor, with plenty problems. Lot of drama, beef popping, no Benihana. I wasn't Conan or Rambo. I was just honorary, going no mama, no ma'am, no. No allowance or Christmas gifts. No mistletoes, up under that little blankie. Nicknaming that handkerchief, Mr. Hanky. Wiping off that pistol grip. Rightfully, my nickname is with the shits. Like sewers under them broke lampposts. Going no, your honor, our show can't go. Niggas don't believe that I'm from OP. It's cold in the whole damn mo. What you know about having beef with niggas from your street? At war with niggas living 8 doors up. It all adds up, knocking the 4-4 Lambos. Whoa, Dad, I'm sorry, I had to take your stuff. Speeding off in that Ferrari, a Wraith or a truck. License plate, say respect, all praise or bust. No regrets, just all faith in God's grace, no trust. All day, my policy is where the problem, point them out. Fuck what y'all say, talk's cheap. And of course, all fades is on the house. Either you with us or you in the lost way. I came to march, I make bras faint. I don't make art for the faint of hearts. Rockstar, far as hip hop, I just do my part. Over my father head in the hospital bed in rehab. Only time that I stared at a pop chart. Trying not to relapse, let's face off on the track like Emmett Till. I'm taking over like God put me in his will. I'm a friend of Bill's.
Yo, what's up? It's Eric Sermon, the band that represent from EPMD, and I'm in full effect with my homegirl DJ Sarah. She got a bubble under the dress. Peace to DJ Mice Diggy. Holla, one love, peace.
You got elevated to DJ status, Mice. That's courtesy hilarious. Eric Sermon.
Mama said she got a bubble under the dress.
A bubble on for a dress. It's because I had the skirt on that was like a poofy kind
bubbly.
Of skirt. Yeah.
Is it like them old school dress. Them old school shirt dresses that them
Victorian kind of combined with the African stays sort of thing. Yeah. But no, that last cut, The Alchemist and Buddy, Pray For You, featuring Royce the 5'9", that's taken off the Good Book Volume 2, which is the follow-up to their 2013 collaboration project of the two producers. They've also, it's like 42 tracks deep or something crazy like that. Yeah.
What is there? Royce loves going in, boy. That's crazy. Yeah.
No, no, no. Just it's only Royce on that one track. So the album is Alchemist and Buddy. They've done a collaborative production album.
So they did an album before as well?
Yeah, in 2013. Yeah. And then this is the follow-up eventually. And so they've got a whole gang of people on there, including Royce, obviously. Mobb Deep track on there. West Side Gunn and Conway. Mayhem Lauren. Action Bronson. Your Old Droog. Evidence. And it's dope. And so it's like interspersed with instrumental cuts and all that stuff too. And yeah, it's pretty dope. Out now. There's also like a... limited edition, you get it like a double CD thing that looks like a encyclopedia or something like that. With
like
the hand actions helping.
Yeah, like, that looks like something out of Matrix, boy. Or,
the universal hand signals.
I don't know what it comes with there, man.
Yeah, so I'm guessing those are probably sold out. I think that's sort of the technique nowadays that people are using to sell records. Like you only do press 100 copies and then everyone goes... You know, it sells out like in the first week or whatever, then everyone just starts losing their head because they're like, quit! You know, then it's £400 on.
I think it's the mistakes that record labels made, you know, back in the day was pressing up way too many copies of one thing, thinking it was going to sell just like the other thing, and then you're lumbered with all this wax. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, people understand that you want to build some form of. You know, you want people out there like really wanting this thing. And the only, unless they know about it from the jump, the only way you get them really wanting it is knowing that they could have had it and it's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you press 100 copies, yo, it's sold out or it's on its way to selling out. Oh, bam, it's sold out. Now there are people selling it a month later or whatever for double, triple the price.
Crazy money
online. But at least you know there's demand for it, so then now you could press up another. You know, it's kind of funny, but I think it's a safer bet for the indie world anyway.
Oh, yeah, no, totally back anything that supports the indie world. And it's nicer to have something tangible, like... Obviously,
like
would you like to come around to my place and check out my record collection sometime? Like my vinyl collection. That's quite a good chat up. Like,
bring your duster and some gloves, huh?
Yeah. You know, but that compared to, would you like to come around to mine and look at my MP3s and iTunes?
Yeah, and have what do they call it? An iPod clash.
iPod, no one's beating me on the iPod clash. So any man, try step to me.
Try
iPod
a thing
clash.
On the iPod clash.
Yeah.
I want to hear your clashing vocal like, yeah, it's iMan DJ Sierra Love. You're not gonna beat me, but blood god, I want you.
Suddenly, I just turned Jamaican.
Yeah.
But you know, on this show, we like to spread the good vibes and the positive energy, you know, because we've got to be the change that we want to see in the world. And so, just bitching and moaning all the time. Of course, there's times when we feel a bit like bummed out and bogged down and stuff. But there's so much. I swear, there's like 100 things that will outdo that in any hour of you having a whack moment. And so indeed. I just think it's really cool to shout out the people who are doing good stuff. And, you know, for regular listeners, you know what time it is. We like to send out some
big ups
to people doing the coolness. Oh, did you like that?
That was smooth. Sarah was smooth with this. She just messed
that?
It all up, though, now.
Sorry,
with the-
sorry.
You know, you should have just let it run smooth. And then after we go, well, Sarah, you know when you did this after the big up, that was really cool. But now everybody knows and that's it. But you got to keep doing
it
now.
It rolled out well. I wasn't sure if it, how well it came across. Thanks. See, it's a reflection of how sad my life really is. I'm like, yes, they're impressed what I did us at the end of
all that time practicing it.
But, you know, this week, I love music. I just love human beings, seeing human beings striving to be their best.
Mm.
And so even though I'm not like a major sports head, just to see like human beings push themselves to the limit and just reach crazy levels. So in this last week, have you heard of this dude, Adam Peaty?
Uh-uh.
Aww. Adam Peaty. He did special things for my life this week. So he is basically the best breast stroker. I bet he is. In it? History. And he's won like gold level gold medals galore.
I could breaststroke better than mine. Yeah.
Don't mind. That just creeped me out. No. And at the this week's World Championships, he's the European, Commonwealth, World and Olympic champion in the 100 meter breaststroke.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's at the World Championships that happened this week in Budapest. He won the 100 meters again, the 50 meters again. He broke his own championship records in one event and his own world record in another twice.
You better drug test this mother right now, because I don't know, you know, Michael Phelps and all that man there.
You see, that's what's so whack about people cheating, because then it just throws shade on everything.
Exactly.
And then look at who's the cyclist guy? That chiefy cyclist dude who was like cheating for years, and now they've gone back and tested his urine going back like 7 years.
I feel like I'm on a game of university challenge now, trying to get the name always.
Oh, what's his name again? Louis Armstrong.
No.
Different dude. Because then it's like he's found to have been cheating from like years and years ago. But the people who came second after him, they're not getting the accolade now because it's like all history.
No, but you know they found out that loads of them.
A lot of it was under his pressure, like, so the team.
Because of him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where he was kind of forcing people into doing stuff, making them wake up in the middle of the night to get on this, like, machine to keep the blood levels, all this kind of, it was mad shady stuff happening for you. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. And so I just think, that's just whack, man. So we need to recognise people who are doing cool stuff. Adam Peaty, he won 100 metres final by 0.53 of a second, and that doesn't seem like much, but the guy who followed him, he had swum faster than anyone else in history other than this Adam Peaty dude. And he still wasn't even anywhere close, but really the main reason that I'm sending out a
big up
to Adam Peaty, because it's like, all that aside, that's all good and everything, setting records and that, but ladies, can I get a hallelujah for Adam Peaty's body? Yes, they all knew what I was going to. They were like,
I was wondering why. How come that all the girls were like,
Adam Peaty.
I see like OK size, all kind of.
Oh my goodness. Seriously, amen, amen. Because it's like, forget about his accomplishments. Now, thanks to Adam Peaty, I understand what it's like to feel like a man. Because, I don't care about what he's achieved. It's just his body is so incredible. And basically all the professional swimmers and divers. Like, so if anybody knows any professional swimmers or divers to introduce me to, that'd be great. But no, seriously, he did really well. Well done and everything, but really his body is banging.
More importantly. So if there are any swimmers out there locked in, any professional swimmers, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Hit us up and we'll try and... Hip Hop Hookups apparently is called. We'll try and link you lot up,
coming to a show near you soon. And also, on that tip, we have to send a very special
big up
to the women's football English team.
The women's football team, right. Any fellas out there love a bit of knobbly knees, hey? What do you lot think of it, right?
Well, I didn't actually notice what they looked like, to be honest. So this is what I'm saying. Now I really know how it feels to be a man. I didn't notice what they looked like. But they beat France in the Euro quarterfinals. And this is the first time England's beat France in since 1974. And they're one of the most successful English football teams ever. They smashed Spain. I think this is they came third in the world last time, but they're looking to be number one. And I just think... really, this just is further testimony that women need to just stay in the kitchen and get their dinner ready for their husband rather than trying to, take on the world and all this stuff. No, but seriously, the women's English football team, I'm well happy for you guys, even though I'm not particularly interested in the sport at all. But on a hip-hop tip, remember there was the Eric B and Rakim Paid in Full 30th anniversary concert that happened recently, Mize?
Yeah.
Well, it's to become a film. And they were Eric B. Rakim. They reunited at the Apollo Theatre earlier this month. And yeah, this is all about celebrating 30 years of Paid in Full. It was a pretty massive event. I mean, it seemed like it was who was in the audience, and they were joined on stage by other superstars like Kool Herc, to Slick Rick, to EPMD, Flavor Flav, Kid Capri, Roxanne Shanté, Ice-T. Like, I mean, what a kind of, like, you know, that was a show crazy. Where people flew in from out of town to be there for that show. It's kind of crazy seeing the pictures of Eric B and Rakim, because they probably look like someone's uncle now, isn't it? See, what Adam Peaty needs is like his body, but then Rakim's voice and MC skills. And we'll keep constructing this.
Yeah, Adam Peaty, you're not doing your job correctly, Adam Peaty.
Yeah, it's not good enough. Don't care about that accolade. And it turns out they filmed the whole night, all thanks to Russell Simmons. So, you know, Russell Simmons.
Someone's going to realise there's a cha-ching in there somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, with all the NWA stuff going on, who else have we got? Tupac just done his thing. You know, Biggie biopic. You know what I mean? Someone's going to realise, like, hold on a minute. Look at the film Paid in Full. What music? You know, you heard a lot of Rakim, Eric B and Rakim music in that. There's such nostalgia to what they did. You know, the era that they sort of provided to everybody. You know, whether it be you wanted to be the 5% or a bit more knowledge, or whether you just wanted to be street smart, that's what they brought to the table. And there's going to be so many stories that people worldwide will have, you know, famous people that everyone wants to hear from regarding this. So I'm glad that Russell Simmons was smart enough to do that.
I know, but it also shows that people are willing to invest on putting hip hop on that platform. Like Russell Simmons, of course, he's like hip hop's mogul. He had a Rush artist management, and they represented Eric B and Rakim. He said, "I'm thrilled that the world and a new generation will have the opportunity to witness the creative spark that Eric B and Rakim lit in hip hop. The duo moved the culture forward, and DJs and MCs to this day stand on their shoulders. I'm honoured to work again with these great artists." And it's true, because if we don't make that, you know, spell that out clearly, people don't necessarily, you can't take for granted that a kid who's never heard of Rakim is going to understand that. You know, so I think just having projects like this is important. There's not a release date yet, but yeah, this is going to be a documentary of the reunion concert. So I just think that that's a cool thing that it is documented. And apparently the concert was shot in super high definition 4K HD. And
whatever that means.
Yeah. And well, no, you thought whatever that means. And virtual reality.
Oh, fuck off, man. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
It's shot in virtual reality. So there's some unreal shit of it, like, that was filmed. Let's film this, but, like, don't make it real. Just make it virtually real. And then we can probably sell it to someone who wants some virtually real stuff.
Yeah, but apparently,
what does that mean, man?
Well,
was shot in virtual reality.
Well, I was wondering, does that mean that it's going to involve, like, holograms or something?
I hope not. Don't do that, man. Do you reckon? That would be fucked up. Imagine that was the new shit. Yeah. Can we just, like, you know, we're just going to film you for the day. You know what I mean? Virtual reality, blah, blah, blah. People are like, what? And then the next minute, you know, someone can, like, live your life years to come. Someone can just live your, like, a day in the life.
Yeah. Of Rakim in 1988.
You couldn't do that. You don't, you know, if they're filming this thing now, then it might be for some kind of 3D show.
It's something that hasn't, see, this is how ahead of the curve that Russell Simmons is. He knows that he accidentally leaked something that we don't even know about yet.
Virtual reality. If someone knows what that means, I've got a feeling some of our listeners know what that means.
Yeah.
If you can film in virtual reality, please explain that.
Email us at hiphop@foobarradio.com, because as far as my knowledge of video stuff goes, it's like rendering, light exposure, white balance, something like that. So help a sister out. But I hear apparently this new the documentary, it ain't no joke.
Huh? Is that what it's called?
No, you didn't like my cheap joke. Can we get one of those sound effects? It's gone over Lissy's head too, because Lissy ain't deep on the Eric B. Rackham catalogue like that either. Sorry, as the tumbleweed gradually drifts past, those are our big ups coming up next. We're going to be getting into some investigation, but I thought it was only correct that we play you something from Eric B. and Rackham.
Is this thing working? Chick, chick.
I can't do a cricket sound effect. Crickets and all that.
Yeah, me neither.
Stuff. Yeah, but
I'm not even going to attempt, man. Mine will sound like, my cricket will sound like a vulture or something. But, yeah.
It's hip hop. It's FUBAR Radio.
Yo, Rockin', what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
World up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Rush Town Management. So check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in full.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up for lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money, I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we outta here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
Eric B. and Rakim. Can I just say once and again that we need to just all agree to erase the cold cut remix of that song from history, and I actually find it offensive. Do you know the one that I mean?
Cold cut. Which one is it? Oh, yeah. Don't ever do that again on the DJ set.
That's how that song sounds to me. Yeah. Like, why did that remix didn't have to happen? And it's not an improvement.
Because everybody loves some cold cuts. You know what I mean? Get not, that hammer.
In that instance, I don't.
Cold cuts, baby.
It's like anyway. That remix just specialised in making the song extra whack. This is a hip hop. It's Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love. Mice, do you mind just stepping out for a second?
All right. Calm down, man. You know, just, hey, this mother love, man. Just, hey. Get the fuck out there, man. Hey, touch my... that's right. You know what I'm saying? Ah. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Happy to be back here. You know what I'm saying? I just came back from a wild-ass place. You know what I'm saying? Up there on the purple clouds, green hills, and purple fields. What's up? You might not never know nothing about. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome y'all down here to the Fubar Radio Cafe with myself, My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I go by the name of My Sack Hayes, man. I got the OG Kush today, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your
mouth. Hey, man. Hey. I'm a bad motherfucker, man. Fuck y'all motherfuckers out there that don't want to admit it to. Matter of fact, man. Hey, Sarah, hit some of this shit, man. What's going on? Yes. Today's investigation comes courtesy of, why have I got these headphones on, man? I don't even need these. Hearing myself like that, it's so awkward. Yes, it comes courtesy of, what the fuck happened to you, bruh? This week, you know what? Yeah, man, I've got some funny ass friends, DJ Sarah Love. You know, it's funny because a lot of my friends, they, you know what I mean? Everybody's up to date, but not as up to date as I want them to be. Mm. So you have to keep, you know, learning people. You have to keep giving them a bit of road science and that. Just to advise them on how things should go in life. You know what I mean? You can't keep, like, a couple of my friends don't talk to each other. Aww. Every, basically, it's like on and off every year.
But
roughly about 12 months.
Just,
yeah. So they'll speak for about a year. And then the next time you see someone, right, how so-and-so, bro, I don't chat to my man, bro. Mm. I'm like, what the hell? I mean, there's some deep down, it's something they've got to deal with each other. You know, you lot got
to
talk. Either, put on some gloves. Or something, you know what I mean? Sort it out somehow. Because it's a bit childish,
solution.
Yeah. You can't be, you know what I mean, mid to late 30s, and now you're still talking all this, like, yeah, I've stopped talking, bro. Like, you know, and
are they parents?
One of them's a parent, funny enough.
See, that's the angle.
I wonder, do they stop talking to their kids? Do you know what I mean? When shit goes bad, do they like, yeah, I'm not talking to him.
Look, there's people I know who live in that kind of life.
That's
how messed up some people are out there. No, but that's what I always say to people. It's like, how would you want your child to grow up and deal with difficult situations when they're an adult and you're not around to help them?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want them to take a childish approach and just like, yeah. Oh, I'm talking to them.
That's the thing, and that's what it makes me think, like, right, don't you realise how childish it is to be saying, oh, don't talk to them, oh, I'm not talking to them, and then you start talking to them again. It's like, look, because they're more or less family.
Aww.
Do you know what I mean? They've got relations that are actually blood related, so it's like, obviously you're going to bump into each other. But then I thought, maybe that's the problem, the fact that they have to be friends.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to be. I don't know what it is.
It's not on their terms.
Yeah.
Something they
I couldn't really get it right. So, you know, the more I thought about it, I was like, man, if you could only just, you know, it's hard to kind of, you know, when people say forgive and forget.
Yeah.
So it's easier to forgive, is it, than to forget? Is that what they say?
Yeah,
I can't even remember myself, man. Yeah, I mean. But the bottom line is, yeah, it's, you know, you can forgive, but forgetting is the hard part. And when you can't forget, then it's an ongoing thing, isn't it? So that's why this week's investigation is, if there's one thing you could leave in the past, what would it be and why?
Goodness me.
DJ Sarah Love, I ask you this question. And before I do, I want to get our listeners to hit us up. hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the email. That's hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you can tweet us @foodbarradio. This week, Mice investigates, if there's one thing you could leave in the past, what would it be and why?
Well, I'm aware that next snap with that.
And why?
I always like to try to take the approach that, you know, what doesn't break me, it makes me. If it don't kill me, it makes me stronger. I have no regrets, because even if I've been through a difficult situation or something that was unpleasant at the time, I've learned out of that, you know, and that's the idea, hopefully, is that you learn from your experiences and then that improves how you can deal with something the next time. So I don't like to try to, you know, wipe things out. And even when you think of terrible things that have happened in history, like, you know, look at dropping a bomb on Hiroshima. Like, we can't just forget that happened. Like, we need to remember that, acknowledge it, and learn from that for the future. Hence, there's no need to have nuclear arms or deterrence. But that's a different show.
Yeah, put some gloves on, man.
Yeah. No, because I do. Well, that's another subject as well. I do feel like that, like, rather, if you haven't even got the guts to look someone in the eye and kill them, like, you should be thinking about what you're doing rather than sending some kid out to play a computer game and drop a bomb with a drone on some innocent people that haven't gone through a judicial process.
You know, it's easier for them to do that as well because they're not there hands on. You know
exactly.
What I mean? So it's easier for them to send the troops. We'll send the troops over to
and ruin their life and leave them with PTSD. You know, but I think, and it makes me really sad, a lot of people are living with anger in their life, which again, that wonderful bar from Buddha where, you know, he says holding on to anger, it's like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at somebody, but you get burnt. You know, and I think, you know, change is our only certainty, isn't it? So you've just got to roll with
again?
The punch. One of my favourite MCs.
Kanye. No, so
Little Yachty.
So, like, listen, Little Yachty. Right, you can work out what you mumbled. So what I'm trying to work out here is, like, so say, for instance, for my friends.
Yeah.
What I thought the solution should be, you know, like, going off of what you're saying as well, is that whatever it is, that's what they need to. They need to leave that in the past and understand, you know what I mean, that the future is right now. Right, I'm getting all deep and philosophical and shit.
It's all them Buddha bars.
Yeah, can I get some more of that tea, man? It just made me all... No, you know, like, I feel like whatever it is that, you know, I think they must have had a couple fights or whatever before one's lost. You know what I mean? Someone lost and so they're not
Someone's
happy about
pride
that.
Someone's pride has been hurt.
Yeah, but if you leave that in the past, if you leave your pride, you know, that person that you are, that you think you are, that has this, holds on to this, like, oh man, you know what I mean? Mama made me look silly in front of whoever. If you could let go of that, then maybe, you know what I mean, the future's a lot brighter.
Definitely, because there's, like, friends of mine that I know, when I think they've have some... something they're bitter about. This has been going on for 10 years, and I think, imagine all the energy you've put into being angry at that person, bitter, how draining that has been, how stressful it has been, how much of your time, literally time of your day, that has occupied. Imagine you added all that time up and you put that into
something
whatever
positive.
Your passion is. Like, you would be close to those 10,000 hours in the bank and be an expert in your chosen field.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just a shame, and we're all going to reach that, like, death is a part of life. We're all going to reach that time where, you know, you're taking your last breaths. Are you going to feel happy about... I was listening to this amazing...
Still not chatting to my Right, did you go to Dodo's funeral? Nah, man, not chatting to my aunt. I spoke to my mum for 60 years.
That's hard. No, it's heartbreaking though, because I know people who are like that in the same family.
Serious.
Siblings and things, you know, and it's just such a it's just such a waste of time. When you think what you could have become in this universe, you could be an inner gas on Jupiter right now, you know, but you happen to have been manifested as this human being on Earth for this very short time. Like, what a shame to waste it on negativity. Nothing positive is going to come from being negative. But I think a lot of people, it's one of the most liberating things is to be able to take a deep breath and say, I'm
Fuck
sorry.
It. Yeah. It's true though, isn't it? But you just go, fuck it.
I thought you were going to say, fuck you. Take a deep breath and keep walking.
Yeah.
No, but you're right, though. When you just take a deep breath and just say, look, just put all of your pride and everything down and just say, sorry. That lifts so much weight off your shoulders. But I think a lot of people feel like if they say sorry, they're letting the other person off the hook.
Yeah.
And they need to find out because they're not better than me.
They need to learn, though, innit?
Yeah.
I find that happens whenever I put myself, whenever I feel like slightly upset with, you know, how a situation has gone, and then I put myself in the other person's position and then try and look at me how they look at me, and sometimes it works and you go, oh shit, and you all of a sudden go, oh right, that must be, you know, that must be really messed up for them that they da, 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 da. And then you can really communicate to them on a better level. Sometimes it works, not all the time, but you know,
this is the goal. But what do they think down the digital pub? I'm fascinated.
Oi, so I went that way. I told Tell, I'll meet you down the digital pub a bit, about 30 minutes, mate, Just got to go to the old, like, betting shop, do you know what I mean? Like, lay a quick one down,
Then the FB arms.
and then the FB arms. And then, yeah. So I asked a few of the cats down on the FB. And shout out to DJ Is God, one of our friends of the show. So the question is, if there's one thing you could leave in the past, what would it be and why? His answer was, my debts.
Aww.
Yeah, poor guy, man. He said
debt
my debts.
Debt is so whack. I was talking with someone about this. Like, debt keeps people as obedient, keeps people nicely obedient, doesn't it? Because you're bound by your, like, having a mortgage that keeps you restricted into your, to pay, keep paying this thing. And it's so nice just to be free and say, you know what? I'm going to go and live in the Amazon next month.
Yeah, do you know what?
Don't be surprised if you ever hear me actually say that one day, by
the
way.
Amazon.
Yeah, I'll be like, peace!
What's really messed up is that being in debt actually is better for your credit score.
What?
So they value, you know, credit card companies value people that are in debt to them, obviously, because...
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but then that builds up your, like, you're a valued customer. Somebody who pays their bills on time and never has to pay any interest is like... They don't really, you know, like, man, we don't really fuck with this dude, man. He's just using us.
You know, I found...
We want to be using him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found out a really good trick that I want to share with everybody of how you can rip the bank off. But because we've got to speak to our second... legally. Our second guest very soon. I'll hold that out for the next break. But what else are they saying down the digital pub?
Shout out to Thomas Russell. He says, technology that's designed to break, so you buy an upgrade.
Yes.
Where's my modular phone already?
Yeah, it's called planned obsolescence, and it's an environmental catastrophe, and it's a complete liberty.
Yeah.
And it's something that's entirely, you know, the intention of corporate entities, which is what's really putting me off Apple Mac.
I'll give you some road science, DJ Sarah Love. Back in Bluefoot, so 2001-ish, and he bought like a Sony. This is when you had them Sony camcorders. It might be a bit earlier than 2001, though. But Sony camcorder with the mini DV tapes. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And his one was like really good one. He's like, yeah, Stro, you should get one. Yeah. So I got one. Mm-hmm. And it's nice, heavy, solid. You know, the outer casing was really solid. Dropped it a couple times, still working. And then obviously time had gone by when DV tapes weren't cool anymore. You know, they kind of gone into the 8-track, you know what I mean? Yeah, like Dolby tape stratosphere. And... So now you move on to like the HD cameras. You know, they tried a thing with the DVD cameras. It was like, yeah, whatever, bruv. Then they came with HD cameras. So you had a hard drive on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the casing was shit. Mad plastic. You know, it went from metal to plastic. And then I thought, oh, let me see if Sony have got, you know what I mean? If they still do. And they did. They did a newer version of that camera, but it was like, similar to what, you know, these new HD cameras were looking at. Plastic. If you dropped it, you're guaranteed that shit shattering. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quadruple billion pieces or whatever. And it just goes to show. And then we started learning about, like what you're saying, they made sure that materials were more disposable.
Mm-hmm.
Now that camera, that old school camera, still works. It still works now.
Yeah. I've gone through.
And I've gone through like a couple of these HD cameras missing. Come, gone. You know, or just not really working the way they should. So it goes to show, man, that, yeah, you know, what Thomas Russell is saying is that technology is pretty fucked up nowadays.
And this is starting wars. Like, seriously, all of the metals that are inside your mobile phones, these are found in places like the Congo, where this is what is fueling war, child soldiers, you know, rape as a tool of war, all this kind of thing in this part of the world, all because of the demand for the metals that are only found in these parts of the world. But hit us up on hiphop@foodbarradio.com. What do you guys reckon?
Mark Lay says, me, the music, nights out, and the drugs were all better, in brackets, in general. Everything was cheaper. There weren't constant remakes of films I liked. I had a far easier job that paid a lot more money, and I wasn't as fat and got more pussy. Fuck my life now. Send me back.
Who's this? Who is that?
Mark Late.
Yo, man.
That was an honest.
That sounds like someone approaching their 40s.
That was an honest response,
he was
man.
Venting there.
Yeah. Oh, I was about to say he's past that, but that's Corbin on his avatar, so I know he doesn't look like Corbin at the moment.
He's not looking as good as Corbin.
But that was hilarious, man.
Oh, I think there's lots of us feeling like that. Lots of us. But it's great being every age, so no need to be down about it.
Yeah, you know what's funny, man, is kids will be like, oh, I don't want I don't want to be old. I don't, you know, old people are whack and this and that. But then as they become older, they're like, man, yo, made it to the, yeah, man. And then it gets to like 30, mid 30s, and like, yeah, start going training, man. You know, everyone tries to maintain their health once they get, you know, to like, mid to late 30s.
But you see, the attitude towards aging is going to change, because we're going to become an aging society where there's going to be way more old people walking around. And so, and you see, already it's happening with advertising.
I'll tell you what,
things are being, old people are being, older people are being targeted much more and represented in advertising in this show, because these are the people with the disposable income. But hit us up on Twitter as well at FUBAR Radio. We are going to be joined right after this by our guest, Kate Scanners Inc. She's going to be telling us all about the dope stuff she's doing this summer, hip hop wise, event wise, that you need to take part on. This is FUBAR Radio, and we're going to continue our investigation as well. But first, let's play you something fresh from Jest.
I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down and do what I gotta do. Money is God, I serve the economy. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down, repenting in solitude. Money is God, I worship the currency. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. So where do I choose to speak metaphorically, when I could easily reap the rewards of conformity? Caught up in these plastic distractions, shrink wrap luxuries, electronic contraptions. We're all ultimately lost here on planet Earth, cursed even before your mother's first contractions. In childbirth, immersed in the universe, born as a pawn of economic expansion. Demonic in our actions, conceived in erotic interactions. Cause for every action, an equal and opposite reaction. We've become robotic in our passions and follow fashions. Technological detachment, this is evolution at a tangent. See it clearly, investigate the chaos theory, understand that everything is random. I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down and do what I've gotta do. Money is God, I serve the economy. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. I'm just trying to be a good robot. Keep my head down, repenting in solitude. Money is God, I worship the currency. I must give thanks for my freedom to consume. Why do I choose to dress and talk informally, and disobey the rules and laws accordingly? Caught up in this media typecasting, look into the stars as the skies darken. When the war's done, I'll hang up my uniform and go tend to the roses in my back garden. Until then, I chase this vision of a unicorn. Gin in the bottle and orange juice in the carton. The poetry of death, dynamic opposites conflicting, from new life to first breath. Baby steps, children of the stardust. Now you're just trying to be a good robot. We programmed the odds with your instinct, searching for happiness and material things. You know the world is collapsing around you, but you wanna act like you don't see a thing. You're just trying to be a good robot. Keep your head down and do what you gotta do. Money is God, you serve the economy. You must give thanks for your freedom to consume. You're just trying to be a good robot. Keep your head down, repenting in solitude. Money is God, you worship the currency. You must give thanks for your freedom to consume.
Leon Shogaz.
Who killed President McKinley?
You're unbelievable.
Brand new from Jess.
Your man Jestikoff.
Yes, he was a guest on the show a couple of weeks back, so definitely listen back to that, because that was a lot of fun. Us just hanging out together. That track is called Good Robot. It's produced by Jess. It's from the new album Billy Green Is Dead. It's just dropped. He's also got production on there from Zygote, Paul White, Beat Butcher, co-executive produced the album. And Jess is on tour in the UK at the moment. He's doing lots of in stores and all sorts of cool stuff. Shouts going out to Tim Joshua, locked into the show. He's a bit concerned in case Raekwon was listening to my big up for Adam Peaty in the show earlier.
That's hilarious.
But and he also reminded me, yes, yeah, the women's cricket team also, yeah, they've been smashing it too, because it's all about the ladies, which segues nicely on to our next guest on the show. It's the lovely lady Kate of Scanners Inc. How are you doing, Kate?
Hey, I'm doing good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great having you here. Have you heard of Adam Peaty?
Yes.
Yeah, I only just heard about him today.
Didn't even notice him, yeah. But no, I think he caught all of the women's in the UK's eyes every time he appeared on the news. But other people who have pretty good figures as well are the breakdancers, the B-boys, man.
Yeah, they're doing really well at the moment. Actually, one of the guys that I train with, Pervez, one of the old school B-boys, he's just been out in Russia at the V1 festival, which is run by a B-boy crew called Top Nine. They've got they did like a DJ battles and, you know, the whole kind of all the elements of hip hop. And I think he's 48 now. And he was battling, they do this thing called Battle of the Gods, and he was battling Freeze from Sweden. It was really good. Yeah. So they kind of pack it in. It's like in this central, like circular auditorium with all the graph everywhere, then tons of people, and then the floor in the middle, cypher.
I love how strong the dance movement is.
It's epic,
still,
isn't it?
Yeah, like it's crazy the numbers that like the B-boy champs and stuff like that draws in. And you're quite connected deeply into this whole scene of dancers and everything, because you've been putting on, we did a really nice party this weekend.
We did.
Yeah, with lots of lovely inspirational dancers and dope music alongside Billy Business and 279. But you do this event every year at South Bank called The Bridge.
Yeah, I do. My favourite day of the year.
Yeah. What is it about for those who haven't been?
So if you haven't been, it's basically 10-hour classic kind of hip-hop parties. We've got DJs, MCs, we have Ty and Breezing every year. We have a whole, we have sort of between 5 and 10 DJs every year. We have all the dancers, and then we have obviously the graffiti writers. And what we try and do is rather than teach a class, because the first year we did it, we were like, okay, come and teach some workshops, people. And they like taught a formal class, like they were in a studio, and it didn't kind of work so well. So now we kind of look at it like, get the public moving. So obviously we have the hip hop heads that come, the old school guys with their kids. Then we have the passers-by. We've had like running clubs, you know, coming down the River Thames and then stopping and taking part. Tourists, the grannies, they're always there every year.
Hip-hop
their
grannies.
Handbags, yeah, the hip hop.
That includes my mum actually, because one year she did rip it up in the circle. Yeah, and so I was like, I understand so much more about Sarah Love now that I've met your mother.
Yeah, that was a really good year. She did take over. That was brilliant.
So
it's kind of like everybody together, and I think once we changed that and we weren't teaching classes and it was about the people, that's really what the event is about. It's an event, we give music, we give dance, we give hip-hop culture to people, and for 10.5 hours what they do with it is a really beautiful thing. I love it. It's really good.
How long has it been going, The Bridge?
This is the 5th anniversary. Yeah.
Wow.
So we did, I was freelancing at the time with my Scanners Inc. thing, and I could see them installing all these graffiti writers up cranes and stuff at South Bank. And I was like, oh, you know what? It'd be really good this year if we did something outside. So I got in touch with them saying, can we do a little breaking class outside? And they were like, yeah, of course you can. Are you going to bring do you need a PA system? And I was like, no, we need a DJ. So I spoke to Billy Business and Pervez, and we went down and we did it under the bridge. And it was just, as we arrived, the trains went over, and it was kind of like, you know, and the goosebumps go in your arms. You're like, oh God, this space is so forgotten. You know, it's such a dirty, leftover, forgotten space under Hungerford Bridge that
Perfect.
No one ever used. And I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's do something. So I said to them, you know, for the following year, could we do like a little hip hop party? And about, I think it was about an hour later after the workshop, Jude Kelly that runs the South Bank came over, and she was like, can you do it in 3 weeks' time? We were like, yeah. So the first year was 2013. Wow. And we put it together in 3 weeks. And it was quite small. Seriously. But every year it just grows.
Crazy turnout.
Yeah, like last year we easily had over 10,000 people over the day.
Wow.
It was just packed.
Yeah.
And, you know, the good thing about it is that anyone that thinks hip-hop is a negative energy in the world, clearly they don't understand real hip-hop. And the good thing about that event is because it's so public, it's literally under a bridge. Anyone that walked past, all the people in, like, you know... like Wagamamas and everything.
Yeah.
Everybody sees what it's really about, and it literally is the world getting on together under a bridge, and it's really brilliant. It's really peaceful. We've never had any problems, you know, because it's all done in the right energy with great music, which great music always makes people have a good time.
Mm. And know? I love how it's just so open and all ages, and it, yeah, you do see that there are the proper hip hop heads, the proper breaking heads, and everything. Mm. But at the same time, there are just complete randoms.
Exactly, and that's I think that's what's the really brilliant thing is the randoms, because you know you look out, and actually last year it wasn't until I got the photos back, because it was so busy last year, there's so many people there that I didn't even see.
You know
and you're like, oh my god, that's so crazy. And one of the DJs started playing an old like Soul to Soul track, and a Ty got on the mic, and he was like, no, shut this down. And Rose was there, Rose Windross, and she came up, she sang the whole mic, and she just sang the whole track.
Serious?
And it was just, you know, those kind of moments that happen when people are just having a really good time. They're willing to do stuff, and you know, have handsome family DJing, and their little girl like was on their shoulders as they're DJing. You know, it's a family affair. It's like, it's really good value.
So like, so now you're in your fifth year. Mm. When you started though, how hard was it, or what was the process in terms of getting the powers of that be to accept when you're saying, I want to put on a hip hop event?
Well, do you know what? I think it was a sort of a little bit like being in the right place at the right time, because that I think they wanted a little something to add to their end of summer, you know, shutdown.
Well, a little spice. They wanted
to
put a little,
I think they had a bit of space in what they in their lineup, and I just happened to be there at the right place.
Serious.
I think, and also I'd been working with them in 2012. I did this job called British Dance Edition. It was like it's like a 3-day festival, and there's sort of 300 of international dance promoters come from all over the world to see the best of British dance. Mm. And one of the partners was the South Bank Centre, so I'd actually been doing quite a lot of work there.
With them,
so it wasn't like they didn't, you know, I just random person walking down saying, "Oh, can I do an event?" They did actually kind of know who I was,
and they knew that you knew what you were doing as
exactly,
well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just like
exactly.
Person.
So, but you know, whether we would get to come back for another year is always like a challenge, and like the funding for it, and you know, trying to make sure that it works and works in the right way, because when you do an event like that, you need to like have complete artistic control, and you need to be able to say, well, it needs to work like this, and it needs to be framed like that, otherwise it's not genuine. And you need to make sure that the language that you use when you talk about it is the right language, you know what I mean? And you're not putting a Z on the end, because cool down the kids, all that kind of rubbish. But actually South Bank has been really, you know, that they do let me write the copy and stuff.
South Bank have been quite open, isn't it, because they had Ghostface there not long ago.
They've got quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose that the, you know, like anything, is the funding of things that is the challenge when you're a small, you know, independent, and you want to pay people well and all that sort of stuff. That's probably the biggest challenge. But, you know, there is interest. We did it in Soho one year as well. And we did something inspired by it when we were in Tunisia last July, which worked really nicely. So I think as a concept, something like, you know, there's a classic block party, isn't it? You know, Breaking Convention one is wicked. They do a really good one, and when they go on tour, they do it all around the world as well, and it works, because it's great music and good energy, and it always kind of works in public spaces, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But like I said, like you were saying, it isn't easy being a promoter, and I think anything, just having more variety and people who are putting on events in the UK is really important. We don't want to just get into a monopoly of one person doing everything, and so that's why it's so dope what you do, because it's a completely other kind of flavor, and it is really true to the hip hop core, you know. But why is it that? Why did you become so involved in the dance side of things?
Oh, because I trained as a dancer. So, yeah, I was a dancer many, 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 many years ago, training contemporary dance. And then I was working at Sadler's Wells in 20... I don't know when it was, 2003, and the guy that ran it, Alistair Spalding, just said to me one night, you know, what did I think of hip hop, you know, over a cup of tea kind of scenario, what do you think of hip hop? Mm-hmm. We're having a really good chat, and he goes, you know, do you think it's got a place in the theatre, and have you ever heard of this guy called John Z D? And so we had a really, really good conversation.
So that was before John Z even got involved.
Well it wasn't actually, because Breaking Convention was John Z's idea. So he'd pitched it to Alistair about 5 years previously when he was at when Alistair worked at South Bank Centre. And then Alistair had then been like saying to John Z, yeah, so let's do your idea. And so then he brought me in on this meeting with John Z, and that was John Z's Breaking Convention that he was wanting to put on, and then Alistair thought it was a brilliant idea, and then I got on board, and then Emma, and then Michelle, and then so that's where I started working in hip hop. But obviously growing up everyone was like pretending to be you know, a big girl and a you know, beatboxer and stuff like that, but
truly the bridge, which is something that you have, you know, you should have to take all credit for, because it's no easy feat, and it's just so beautiful seeing what it's grown into, and it is genuinely one of my favourite events of the year in the UK hip hop calendar.
Thanks. And I'm gutted you can't be there.
That's proper. I know, I'm so gutted that I can't be there.
The fifth anniversary.
Because that's also my other thing. You know, I enjoy hip hop with my whole family across three generations. And so that's one of the few places where we get to all hang out together, and the kids get to come see me DJ as well. So I'm really gutted that I'm missing this year's
next
one.
Next year.
And we did earlier have an investigation going on the show, which we always have a special guest in the studio called Mysak Hayes, and he's been asking the people a very important question, which we'd like to turn over to you, Kate.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to put you on the spot, Kate. If there's one thing you could leave in the past,
yeah,
what would it be and why? See how I do that and why bit? You have to. That's when it gets serious. That's where it'd be.
I think probably the thing that I would leave in the past is the notion of this like unconscious bias, because people are fed fear a lot in the media and people believe a lot of stuff that isn't true. And I think, you know, when you get into something, like even people that are like, oh, I hate hip hop, it's like really negative culture,
misogynistic,
and it's all about the bitches and the hoes kind of stuff, and then they go to an event like The Bridge, or they listen to a radio station that is educating them, and then, you know, people are like, oh really, okay. And I think, you know, there's so much stuff that gets lost in the world because people have got this outdated perspective, and they don't question it because it's what they inherited, or what, you know. And I think that for me it just limits and it causes a lot of damage in the world. So I think if you could like put that in the past, and people would be, you know, for some people it would be quite a brave step to, you know, to explore new different things and to not be fearful about it. I think that would be answer. That would be a really radical new dawn.
Shut it down, Kate.
Well, that's That's it. I don't think we should ask anyone else. That was a really good answer, man.
Yeah, but remind the people then of all the details for the bridge.
Because
definitely an event not to miss. You can take your grandma to, take the newborn babies, you know, pregnant mamas.
Yes. We've had it all.
Yeah.
We've had people dancing with their dogs last year. It was all going on. it is Sunday the 27th of August. It's at South Bank Centre. It's totally free. It's under Hungerford Bridge, which is a bridge that goes from Waterloo over to Charing Cross. It's right next to Wagamama's. You'll hear the music anyhow. And you'll see the good vibes, and it starts around midday. The graffiti artists will probably be setting up from about 11, so we'll paint first and then the party will slowly get started, and it ends at 10:30 at night.
And most importantly, Kate, you missed out, I think. It's free.
It's totally free. And we've got some really, really, really wicked artists, DJs, dancers, graph artists, you know, MCs. We're a lot of familiar faces, a few surprises because it is a fifth anniversary. I'm going to try and do a little surprise.
Don't make it too good because I'm not going to be there.
And Sarah Love won't be there because she's somewhere else. But she will be there for the sixth anniversary.
Yes, I'll make sure I'll get that in the diary from now. But thank you so much, Kate, for coming through and spreading the good hip hop gospel for really everybody. And you make sure you keep us posted with all the other cool things that Scanners Inc. is up
to.
We need to share with the world and all that good stuff. We're going to be getting into our open mic very soon, and we have a gig guide, all the other dopest parties happening that you need to know about coming up this week. Kate, thank you so much, darling.
Thank you for having me. Much love. Yeah, see you later.
Thanks for coming through.
FUBAR Radio presents Harriet Rose with Nossa.
I'm so excited. Dawn Robinson is in the studio right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. En Vogue, in terms of getting into the music industry when you did, you know, it was a time where it was very different time to what it is now.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, 1991, someone came and showed us what the internet was going to be. I was serious. They really literally brought these big, huge, gigantic two pieces and they put them together like a suitcase and said, this is going to be the web. And we're like, okay, great, we got to go. We weren't interested.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose with Nossa. From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
And there's one thing I'd like to say to you. I can't let you go. I won't let you go. I can't let you go this way.
Come on. Yes, nigga. Yeah. You got these niggas. I told you that you got these niggas. The money quiet.
Money quiet.
Keep it down, let no one inquire. The secret's out like my truck is wired. Bitches tripping out, I'm just such a liar. Nothing under my ears, tripping jambalaya. Pulling up in something fire, bulletproof, sunroofing tires. Sellers who be moving China, but my new boo, she Hawaiian. Got your team recruiting writers. Who you think you lose is lying? Umano, new boo, teens is hot. Soon as I roll up, mama hop in. To see niggas from the block win, don't it? I'm very handsome in the telly lamping and my heli handsome. Few Israeli bitches belly dancing. Manny's and petties, Mercedes, got my ladies, Giuseppe's. Check it, baby 380, stashing Avies and Pellies. Bust it, hopped out the foreign, they thought I was Warren Buffett. From here on, it's all or nothing. If I fall off, I turn on the oven. If you trippin', drop a few long on the luggage, nigga, you ball on a budget. I ain't nothing to be fucked with. Nothing, nigga. Bringing my horns and trumpets. You know what you like, bitch? Yeah, you beautiful, boy. Yeah, check it though, check it though. I'm just checking notes. Can't disrespect it though, this what they begging for. The gay from Mexico, gotta stretch it though. Any price you say no, but you better know. You better know,
better know,
you better know,
better know.
Don't ever cuff a hoe, you gotta let her go. I just said it's so, now you better know.
Now
you better know. You better know. Fuck you mean, my hook will make you lean like butterbean. My money clean, don't play me close, just give me 20 feet. Might find me chubby on a sunny beach, my gun in reach. So many rap, but only very few become elite. They love me in the street, they see I'm on a winning streak. Bitches love that D when they going in deep. Presidential on the wrist, but never been impeached. Fuck a beef, I'm trying to hit a lick and live in peace. Hit the streets, I've been too many freaks. I'm too pretty, don't pity me. I'm just a ghetto boy like Willie D. I think my mind's playing tricks on me,
tricks on me.
Got a couple bitches turning tricks for me. I'm the shit, homie.
Shit.
And all is low, but I'm far from a one-trick pony. Stick you for that brick, you never get 40.
Never.
Pistol with your bitch and make her strip for me.
Take it off, bitch.
Suck dick slowly. Bang you for your chips and pizza shit rolling. Niggas out here frontin', acting like they know me. Blow me, I got more cheese than macaroni. I'm a motherfuckin' OG. Check it though,
check it though.
I'm just checking notes. Can't disrespect it though, this what they begging for. The gay from Mexico, gotta stretch it though. Any price you say no, but you better know. You better know,
better know,
you better know,
better know.
Don't ever cuff a hoe, you gotta let her go. I just said it's so, now you better know.
Better know,
you better know,
better know,
you better know.
Yeah, it's Dre Scuffs, top ace of this rap shit, aka Jersey Jones. We up here at FUBA Radio. Much love. Miles Diggy, DJ Sarah Love. All day, UK to NJ.
Did he just call us FUBU Radio?
Because we us by you.
FUBU.
Did he say FUBU?
I hope not. He better not, because he was in the building. He should know better than that. And just as we were talking about how misogynistic hip-hop is, that last track, Rock Marciano, Better Know. And Rock Marciano, he's a friend of the show. Yeah. He knows what I mean. He listened back to when he was on the show.
This is the hip hop show, bitches and bitchettes, where we cater to each and every one of you mother lovers.
But that cut was produced by Rock Marcy himself and is taken from the new album Rosebud's Revenge, his third studio album. It's out right now on rockmarcy.com and all streaming services. And definitely listen back to when he joined us on the show at foobarradio.com/shows/hip hop.
What you just did reminded me of. I was pulling up to the zebra crossing, being all nice, you know, like, oh yeah, stop, because I see a family, it's like husband and wife and the kid, but I'm playing Sean Price, and it's like one of his hooks where he's like, motherfucker, you bitches, you know, it was just like,
sorry, yeah, guys.
And then like, you know, they're walking past mad slowly, and I'm not realizing as well, I was like, oh shit, my music's quite loud, isn't it? And then the mum, she was like the last one to walk by, and then she kind of turned to me as Sean Price is like, fuck you, bitch. And I was like, ah, shit. I hope she didn't hear.
It's not like that. It's
I'm all smiling like,
peace,
hey.
Love, unity.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to look like, yeah, happy-go-lucky guy in the car letting you go past and the... It was just all fucked up. Yeah, but anyway, at least I tried.
Well,
you know?
Imagine how people look at me when I'm DJing playing some like bugged out like gangster lyrics.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
But Sarah... This isn't helping the struggle. But yeah, so many cool parties happening this week. But last week, we had another dope hip-hop competition for you where we offered you, because a few weeks ago we had a Carla on the show, so listen back to that as well, our interview with him. And this is all because he's just released a brand new children's book called Hip and Hop.
Yep.
You can do anything. And for those of you who saw our video for the competition, I don't want you to think that we're... Because you know, Mice, how there are those people out there who that's their thing. They like to dress up as a baby and be treated as a baby and stuff.
Do you know what I mean?
I've not had any experience with these people, but I'm just saying, putting a disclaimer out there that ain't me and life. That was just the theme for the competition video. Anyway, we have a winner. Who is our winner of the competition who won a signed copy of Akala's new book, Mice?
Who is the winner? Let me find out who the winner is for you. Drum roll, please. Do the skip. Competition winner. This week is Stacey Lee from Warwickshire.
Ooh, Warwickshire.
Did you like the way I said Warwickshire?
I do.
Because they always mispronounce it a little bit and make you think, right, is that guy really getting paid for that shit? Yeah, shout out to Stacey Lee from Warwickshire, an avid listener to the show, apparently.
Yeah.
She won herself.
Allegedly.
One of those hip and hop.
You can do anything.
Books.
Yes.
For the kids. Mm-hmm. Not for her, by the way, because if it is for her... We are going to be a little bit worried. But there are some big words on there that she'll probably appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the kids out there that are locked in as well, you motherfuckers. We love all of you bitches and bitches.
See, hip-hop's for the whole family.
Exactly.
And you need to keep an eye out because we have lots of dope competitions on this show for you as well, where you win lots of cool merch,
exactly.
CDs,
so make sure
things like this.
Make sure you keep locked in right here because we have got a whole bunch more for you. Just like we have now regarding the gig guide. We need to get jingles for all this shit.
Yeah, gig guide.
Gig guide.
I'm going to sort gig guide.
I was trying to do the middle harmony, by the way, if you thought I was off. It does sound off when you hear it on its own, but when you hear it the
honest.
Top and bottom harmonies, it sounds beautiful.
Honest.
Yeah, I swear.
But, you know, every week we let you know where the party is at.
Where the party at?
Because there's so many good jams that happen, and that's an important part of, you know, us all doing our bit. So if you're not a promoter, you can go along to these things, and that's how you do your bit.
Mm.
And, like, there's lots of different types of events.
What have we got? We got the £1 hip-hop cinema. Only £1. You go there for £1. You just pay £1 for this cinema.
It's at happening circus, at the pound at Poundland pound in Wood Green.
No. See, she had to throw Haringey in there somehow. Anyway, £1 hip hop cinema at Circus West Battersea Power Station, Thursday, the 3rd of August, showing Dave Chappelle's Block Party documentary. What is that, you wonder? Well, you better Google it, bitches. If you ain't seen Dave Chappelle's Block Party documentary, then I don't know whether life is even what you should really try and equate it to be. You know what I mean? This is a, like, Sarah, you remember watching this for the first time?
Yeah.
And it was just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Endless. There's just endless performances, jokes, a lot of behind the scenes footage regarding his block party. You know, just it was just a wicked little time. So if you want to pay £1, you only have to pay £1 to go in there.
No excuses.
Just £1.
But it also reminded me of, which I'm struggling to remember the name right now, the Thriller in Manila. Sorry, the Rumble in the Jungle film. Like, but the documentary that's about the concert that happened before the film.
Yeah, what was
that's
that?
That's another
that
one
really
that you have
good.
To watch before you leave this.
That
earth.
Was crazy, man.
Like, that is literal legendary.
There's like pimps and that on a jet. Like, it was. No, was it a private jet or was it like they ended up using like a regular, you know, something that we'd get on or but I'd get on. I don't know about you, but
oh, squeezy jet,
second class.
yeah, it wasn't
something like
jet.
That. And then just bare hustlers and pimps on there and shit, like in fur jackets and that.
But all the behind the scenes of the concert where it's like Cecilia Cruz, Miriam McKay, but like the James Brown, the lineup is just insane. Like, that's literal bring a tear to your eye levels there. Not that we're comparing that to Dave Chappelle's Block Party or anything, but it just reminded me of that a bit.
Also, you got Jest in store at Banquet Records, South London, on Friday the 4th of August. So that's this Friday. You can see Jest doing it in store. I'm guessing it's regarding his new LP, Billy Green Is Dead. And that's the 4th of August in Banquet Records.
There's a lot happening on the 4th, actually, because also it's that time of year again for the New Guard Summer Jam, where they're going to have, like, performances, people painting live in the spot, and DJs all happening at Nambuka, also on Friday, the 4th of August.
Main Squeeze with Boba Fett and Mr. Thing at Bussy Building.
Uh-huh. And the 6th, another one of my favourite group of promoters in the UK, Jazz Refreshed.
Yes,
Refreshed.
Ma'am.
Once a year, they put on an event called Jazz Refest.
Yeah.
It's quite clever, that, isn't it?
It is very clever, especially the colons in the middle.
Yeah.
Get it? Colon? Middle? No? Okay.
That was better than my "it ain't no joke" joke earlier. Anyway, we'll forget about that.
Was that
Sorry.
A joke? Can we leave that in the past? Maybe. So, Jazz Refest.
That got blown away with the tumbleweed.
I'm gonna head down to this, man. I'm not even gonna tell Adam and them. I'm just gonna turn up on the door like, "Raz, man, on the list or what?" Like, now, joke. Jazz Refest 2017. You got Omar,
Dope
Sons
Bartos.
Of Kemet. Mm-hmm. Alpha Mist,
mm-hmm.
Nubia Garcia,
my
sister Tawia,
and
more at South Bank Centre, the 6th of August.
Every year, that is really lovely, and the crowd is beautiful too. So I'm still waiting, guys, for you to ask me to DJ the after party again, as you didn't this year. Anyway, and Higher Learning also on the 6th of August. That's with Joker Star and Mr. Slips. That's happening at the Bird's Nest. If you have a gig that you would like us to shout out on the show and online, hit us up on hiphop@foodbarradio.com. All of the full details are up on the website as well. You can get in touch with us in general via that email too. Still to come, we've got to get into our open mic very soon. But I thought, it's obviously it was shocking that Prodigy died just a couple weeks back. But we mustn't forget, just earlier this year, he dropped a brand new album. So let's play you something off of there. This track is produced by the UK's own Beat Butcher. It's Food by Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy.
Bright gangster, I'm a cool brother, smart motherfucker, and still shoot guns for the life of me. Can't figure these people out. I try to love them, but they pull a hatred out from inside of me. The lion was trying to sleep. Yeah, you fucked up now. You just woke up the beast. Now it's skull and bones all over the turf. I take the show on the road. That's all over the earth. It's P. Not Diddy and the family. I dry mop niggas up. It won't even be
one drop of blood, no trace for the forensics. I clean up nice when I take a devil head, and Lord knows I'm a godsend. I'm anti-Satan and you antichrist. It's all in the eyes, Chico. They the windows to the soul, and I can see fake people with my eyes closed. I'm told, but y'all niggas still got the nerve to try to hustle a hustler. It don't work. Cold-blooded nigga, city of cold hearts. It's no fear out here, we not scared of y'all. But y'all niggas still got the nerve to try to hustle a hustler. It don't work. Cold-blooded nigga, city of cold hearts. It's no fear out here, we not scared of y'all. Arabian sword, cut the head off of snakes. You 10,000 years old, you need to have a seat. And let the young G's rise up and take power. We try and heal the world, you try and devour the earth and its resources. Killing babies, poison in the water, and synthetic seeds. We a new breed of kids, we on some shit. We don't believe your books, we got our own connection with the universal life force. They pass laws, but the law of the land is not maritime law. I'm talking etymology, see what I'm trying to say. We not really free, we just a new slave, yeah. We still slaves, we still slaves. They took the chain off our wrists and put it on our brains. I take this gun off my hip and put it to your braids. You trying to stop me from being great, it won't happen. But y'all niggas still got the nerve to try to hustle a hustler, it don't work. Cold-blooded nigga, city of cold hearts. It's no fear out here, we not scared of y'all. But y'all niggas still got the nerve to try to hustle a hustler, it don't work. Cold-blooded nigga, city of cold hearts. It's no fear out here, we not scared of y'all.
What's up, y'all? Britain's own Slick Rick here, and you're listening to The Hip Hop Show with DJ Sarah Love and Mize Digi on FUBAR Radio. Peace.
You have to allow certain people to fuck
you
it up.
You gotta allow certain people.
Yeah, when it's people like Slick Rick, it's like, boy, hey, Slick, man,
certain
love you too, bro.
Get past. Yeah. Aww, that last cut, Prodigy, is called Snakes. That's taken from the album Hegelian Dialectic, The Book of Revelation, that came out just a couple months ago. And that track was produced by Beat Butcher. This is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy. And of course, every week we bring you the investigation. This week's investigation was, it's to do with leaving things behind. I basically asked people, if there was one thing you could leave in the past, what would it be and why? And of course, I did get some more answers from my mates down at the local, do you know what I mean? The local that none of us actually have to walk down to. It's just the one we click on.
How sad is that?
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, DJ Sarah Love. They don't let us smoke no more at the pubs, you know what I mean? What do you want us to do, man? We'd rather stay at home. I could smoke as much as I want and get on Facebook and live life through it. So anyway, as I was doing that, I asked people the same question. Shout out to DJ Locke. He says something he would leave in the past is racism. Racism. Ooh. Racism. Racism. I just put a little echo on it.
As we are leaving
in the
past.
You don't even need to explain. It's
deep.
Very true.
I was listening to a really interesting documentary about how racism is political, but how it's basically racism comes from politics, sort of thing. Not necessarily on a governmental level, but just like going back through the beginning of time. Like, so, for example, there was a different racial hierarchy that was created by the colonial powers as a political tool to control the population, kind of thing. And that was the way to justify slavery. The transatlantic slavery was justified through dehumanizing people who had a different, who weren't of European descent, you know. And then so people were like, yeah, well, it says, slaves answer to your obey your masters in the Bible and stuff like that. So, you know, as far back as you go, even thousands of years, you see these sorts of things. But
it's weird how, like, because I thought you were going to go into, like, you know, like some countries you have like a casting system, so it's like the shade, you know. And it's weird how, like, a lot of countries, in terms of third world especially, the people working out in the fields doing, like, you know, manual labor in the sun that are more likely darker, they're looked at as lesser people than, you know, the ones that are, like, quote unquote, more intelligent or more sophisticated, that are, like, in an office or in wherever. And it's funny how that is, but if you took that person out of the office and put them in a field and told them to grow whatever it is these people grow, they'd be lost the same way. So then how intelligent are they really?
But if yeah, I mean, it's not even about intelligence so much as it's about something that denotes your status. So your status is low if you have to work a job outdoors, a manual job in the
but
through
why
slavery
is it, why
times.
Why is it looked at that, that in that
because
way?
Because again, like creating a psychological hierarchy, isn't it? Mm. Where it's like you're of a higher status because you're a house nigger compared to a field nigger. And so people who worked outside, you were more exposed to the sun, so you had a darker skin. So this is where a lot of the thinking, which even plays out today in Africa and in the black diaspora, is that, you know, this preferential status to people of light skin compared to being
people
a dark skin,
which is sad because it doesn't even, like, what I'm trying to
it's
say
fake.
Is it doesn't really, it doesn't really make as
it's
much sense as you think it does. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on, so shout out to DJ Lock, shout out to Gleam, one and only F-E-R. See how I did that, just in case any F-E-R.
Oh, right, okay.
He says, a time capsule! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. To be fair, some women's going to dig up the past at some point.
Today's the episode of bad jokes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Starting
it
is. With, yeah,
so anyway,
it ain't no joke. No.
So anyway, shout out to James Cole. We tried leaving it in the past, but the ain't no joke thing still keeps coming up. Ironically, it's called ain't no joke. Shout out to James Cole. He says, religion, it's all really just historic text anyway.
But what do you mean by historic text?
Scientologists might have something to say about that there, James. You know what I mean? Because Scientology is from like 1972 or some shit.
Oh, and that's like the science. Mormons and stuff, that's very recent as well. Like that all emerged just in the,
Mormons.
You know, since Mormons.
What's the one that promotes polygamy?
Mormons do, I think you can have multiple wives.
Oh, it is okay, and there's another. What? That's definitely some new shit. That's for someone
new
to go.
Shit.
Yeah, for someone to be like, yo, God said. You know what I mean? Someone's like, yo, how can we work this out? How can we get like, yo, I need mad bitches right now, bro. How am I gonna do this? Yo, let's just say God said that man can bang.
Yeah, but if you're gonna say that about Mormonism, let's look at
womanism.
More womanism.
Yeah, no. All right.
But let's look at every religion. At some point, that when the Bible was written, that was brand new, you know, and that God didn't have a pen and paper, like men wrote those words kind of thing, and that was mass produced and printed. So at some point, all of these
God
have been
gave
new
them
ideas.
Those words, DJ Sarah,
I know, and that we were chatting enough words in Africa for about 2 million years prior to that too, you know, so through an oral history. So
but those were not the right words, DJ
they
Sarah,
weren't,
love.
Exactly.
They were not the words of your Lord.
Exactly. So yeah, no, religion is a tricky one. I just think religion's tough too because it promotes separate, like people just being more separate. And I don't think that that's really very helpful.
Yep, religion, flags, they're all these things, man, are just separating people, but we don't realise it, do we? We still walk around with that flag on. Shout out to Morpheus Soul's Johnny Rebel. He says he'd leave his belly. It's been with him his whole life and he still can't get rid of it. That's hilarious, man.
Aww. No, I do have to say that for people, it's much easier to lose weight before you hit 40. So a lot of people, you know,
metabolism
friends of
slows
ours.
Down.
Yeah, like it's important
well,
to get on top
you
of your health.
If you keep eating the same shit. If you're still eating Frosties with sugar on it.
Oh, my God.
You know what
God.
I mean? In your like late 30s,
you just 40s. Took me back to the 80s.
You're asking for it, bruv. Do they still call it Frosties,
oh,
innit?
Jesus.
They didn't opal fruit me with that. They didn't fruit pastel that situation, did they?
Do Frosties still exist? I don't even
yeah,
go in
I
that
look
aisle.
At, I walk past and look at, I'm like, man.
you scratch
back
your neck.
In the day. Yeah, yeah,
you
it's
walk
like
past
crack,
scratch
man.
Your neck.
That shit look like crack, baby.
Oh,
let me give them one more.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike Bandoni. He says, the pain inflicted by others, along with some of those that inflicted it.
Aww.
Leave them mother lovers in the past. That's a really strong one there. Shout out to Mike Bandoni. Always comes with a great answer, just like all the rest of these mother lovers on here.
But sometimes I think like we need to acknowledge things, not just bury it and then just say like, right, we can ignore that now and think that that's a cure.
No, not to say ignoring it is a cure, but I do think like, for instance, I feel like there are a lot of people that are creating more argument or more hatred by bringing up past things that cannot be changed. Yes, we need to be aware of them, but then we need a solution on how we can move on.
Yeah.
But if all you're doing is bringing up all this bad shit that happened in the past, and now there are people like, you know, children of these people now feel like they're the blame for it, that's not really the right way to go. In order for us to have a better future and for our children to have a better future, we all need to live in harmony. Do you know what I mean? I wish I could say this in a Rick James voice right now. But if we don't do that, then do you know what I mean? It's forever going to be war. People are forever going to be telling someone, this is what they done that fucked up our shit and da-da-da-da-da. But if they never say, you know what? We understand.
And this is how we heal from that.
Exactly.
You know, because really,
there's a place
you're going to have old school dabbing
and
now,
I know
it?
That it is love.
You might as well.
Brighter than tomorrow.
Oh, poor Michael. Because this
hear
is
the
one.
New, you hear the latest shit? Yeah,
I'm
I ain't
sorry,
even.
Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't even saying.
I'm
sorry. I ain't got to swallow
I'm
this
not
moment,
even.
Boy.
I haven't heard it, so I'm not laughing at whatever happened. No, but when you think for Michael, this is one of his wackest tunes, isn't it? An Earth song. That was whack. But it's still beautiful. Listen to
There's
what he's
some
saying.
Other shit that was worse.
Like
so he
what?
Done some bad shit,
like
man.
Like what? What's worse than Earth song?
Yeah, Earth song's bad, but there's
and
some
be
shit.
Constructive to make the world a better place.
The mid-90s, Michael, I wasn't really...
What, bad,
after bad, no, no, bad was all right. But after bad, sorry. It got a bit weird. It got really bad.
Well, I can't even remember. Yeah, that was like the Earth song times.
Yeah, probably. There was all that is like black and white. I was like,
That was on. Oh no, that wasn't.
I don't know,
that was
but
the
there's
black
a couple.
Album.
Yeah, that wasn't.
Do
on
you
bad.
Remember that moment?
Don't ever
I remember that
bad
time
like
where
that
it was
black and white was on bad like that. I'll come off the show now. I'll come off it now.
Just
ever
the
talk like that again?
No, but do you remember that moment, Mice, when it was like this hype of the first. Screening on Top of the Pops of the black and white video. I remember me and my family crowding around the TV and waiting for that moment where it was like, this is the first time it ever played on Earth.
And how did it go down?
Oh, it was no, because don't you remember the graphics, like the CGI? That was the first time you ever saw that morphing of faces.
It's
now
black,
you can just do that.
That's
yeah.
Like, oh shit!
Yeah,
that's where she's hot, and then she's turned to him. What the hell happened there? That confused me as a kid. I ain't gonna lie. Kind of messed me up a little bit.
It took a while.
I didn't say
PTSD
nothing to anybody.
Took a while to recover.
Yeah,
from,
yeah. I didn't want
it.
Anyone to think I wasn't cool anymore, so I didn't say nothing about it. But that shit was a bit. You know what I mean?
That was next level then. Now you can just do them effects on your mobile phone at the bus stop.
Ah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
You could do it if you was on Instagram.
You know what, Mike? It's literally becoming like a daily thing where I'm daily, I'm being harassed to join Instagram.
People like, they want to know what's up, man. Where's Sarah playing tonight? Yo, what happened on the show last week with Sarah? Nothing.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah. I'm going to end up joining this damn thing. All right. Lissy's offering to run my Instagram for me.
What?
See, that could work out quite well, actually.
You can't say that on air, man.
Oh,
what the
right.
hell?
Gosh,
yeah,
sorry,
people be
sorry.
Like, she don't even run her own.
That's
yeah, we heard
rules.
It.
Okay. So, she charges, though. Lissy charges. LFD.
See, that's how hip-hop... Wait, Lissy's becoming hip-hop
more
every...
More hip-hop.
She's listening to 444, innit? When she's talking like that, she's been listening to Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. She's taking notes from Russell Simmons. But yes, Michael. Oh, we love you, Michael. We're going to get into the open mic very soon, but I wanted to play you something brand new from this new group, Jones Brothers. Check this out.
Yeah. Nah, me. Yeah. Nah, me. No English. Check it, never basic. Complex how the God makes it. Lame turns ain't fucking with that fake bait. It's time to face facts, all you do is whack. National grid, kids do gas. Who you trying to get at? Over, bamba, disrespect the culture. Listen, culture vultures, leaving the scraps. Hip hop scene been under attack. Dumb it down in the blacks. Destroying original man. Not the message in the music of the original plan. Check, one love, now they young thugs.
Rakim Allah showed us how it's done, cuz KRS told me to leave hip-hop. You leave with the Bronx, digging the kids off. Bronx River where it kicked off, gone. Blacks blaze turned to you, then they became frauds. Don't you motherfuckers see that? Where you motherfuckers be at? Where you be at? Where the real people in the streets at? Hip hop dead, I'll boom back your head.
Plight of the originals to raise each individual. God before hip hop is the principle. What is right over what's cultural. Truth and justice, the foundation of anything long lasting. Righteous the mission, this condition we long pass it. Have us all blasting. Best teaching is to accept your own and be yourself, claim what is owed. That's your life. War in those, our life they oppose on sight. Mental wars consummated, so now we gotta fight. On all levels, versing all devils. Can't just let rebels roam round free, you can't settle. What is the purpose if it don't point to God? Like this world, all's in question, dethroning the frauds. God set up beside God, you all fall. Black mothers ball, watching a child now die cause we gave birth to your.
Don't you motherfuckers see that? Where you motherfuckers be at? Where you be at? Where the real people in the streets at? Hip hop dead, I'll be back, yeah.
FUBAR Radio presents All Areas.
Anyone who's watched RuPaul's Drag Race this year will know about Peppermint, and we have her on the phone right now. Hello, Peppermint.
Hello.
How are you?
Peppermint. As the only transgender queen so far to make it to the top four, what are your thoughts on your President Trump with his comments on the military and transgender?
I'm so upset. I mean, I think Donald Trump is an ass. I think someone should disable his account. I wake up and I'm ill from the news of him and his buffoonery every single day.
Every Thursday.
Access All Areas.
From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Game time, and I know that, and I take time, and I take mine, and I know that when it's game time, then it's game time, and I know that, and I take time, and I take mine, and I know that it's not a throwback, it's real, it's on Kodak, it's on film, I stay low, got when I'm ill, cause I've grown up with that feel, it's not a throwback, it's real, it's on Kodak, it's on film, I stay low, got when I'm ill, cause I've grown up with that feel.
Yo, I learnt my craft from the core, from the boss to the master, the tour. I burnt my flame to the core, don't insert my name with them all. I'm like Rakim in that Dapper Dan. You want bars king, then snap a band, stack a grand, pack the van, Bill Murray, then back to France. All the same and I know the flows, might kill the game when I broke the code. Do-si-do and go for broke, mighty oak with that seed to sow. Bloke of the year, stroking a copious rear, I know you smoking the gear. Open your ear, hoping the hopeless will hear, soaked in the ocean of fear.
Still care about lyrics, I still care about lyrics. I still care about craftsmanship and I care about spirit. I still care about lyrics. I still care about lyrics. I still care about craftsmanship and I care about spirit.
When it's game time, then it's game time. And I know that, and I take time, and I take mine. And I know that when it's game time, then it's game time. And I know that, and I take time, and I take mine. And I know that it's not a throwback, it's real. It's on Kodak, it's on film. I stay low, got when I'm ill. I've grown up with that feel. It's not a throwback, it's real. It's on Kodak, it's on film. I stay low, up and I'm ill. Cause I've grown up with that feel.
Yo, we do this, you should know this. For the Judas, better roses. For the losers, for the posers. For the Zool, for the Gozers. Soy sauce with the Chris Gaiosas. In the Porsche, the Swift flyovers. Air Force of the Burgundy loafers. We the source of the best, you the jokers. I cook better and I rhyme iller. When I reach heaven, might find Dilla. Salute to Buddha, peace to Zilla. Vigo, Vandal, stay Triller. All bait, play the purple tape. Work rate, let it percolate. Sip the coffee, then work the stage. Flip them off, then I turn the page. Don't care about lyrics. I still care about lyrics. I still care about craftsmanship and I care about spirit. I still care about lyrics. I still care about lyrics. I still care about craftsmanship and I care about spirit.
When it's game time, then it's game time. And I know that, and I take time, and I take mine. And I know that when it's game time. this shit. I really love this shit. I really put a lot of time and thought into the art that I am in. I really love this shit. I really love this shit. I really put a lot of time and thought into the art that I am in. Don't care about lyrics. You don't care about lyrics. All you care about is gimmicks. All you care about is image. I still care about lyrics. I still care about lyrics. I still care about craftsmanship. And I care about spirit. They give a fuck about a gimmick. Give a fuck about an image. No fuck right around. No fuck right around.
Crafts, you get me?
Care about craftsmanship.
Craftsmanship, you
get me? I love a bit of craftsmanship. That was some dope craftsmanship from Juggernaut and Michael Parkinson. The track's called Game Time. It's taken from their Six Bricks EP. There's also Beat Butcher on there, Scorsese, Capo, Vandal, and Savage. It's an independent release. It's out now. Before that, I played you something from Jones Brothers, which is the hot new group about to take over hip-hop, featuring Jokerstar and Anyway the God. That track was called Black Lives Matter. It's their debut album, and all the tracks are produced by LA.
Is he a black man?
They are all black men.
Hey, mother lovers, you know what time it is right about now. It's coming towards the end of the show, but before we get there, we get into the open mic. Who have we got today?
MC Rambler.
MC Rambler, what's going on, bruv?
Not a lot, man. Just drove up from Bristol.
Is it? You drove from Bristol?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a trek.
Wow, bro, I appreciate bruv, man. Jesus, you got people coming in from worldwide. See the international shows. When you're from London, anything outside London is international shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what, how long have you been doing this then?
For about 2 years now. Just started off writing and then recently got into performing and trying to record some stuff.
Yeah, how did you get into it?
It was a coping mechanism, dealing with stuff. It was easy to write it down and just sort of one day started writing, and then after that,
just carried on. Like, therapy.
That's it.
That's wicked, man. That's, you see what hip hop does? And has it been for the better? Like,
yeah,
has it helped you?
Definitely. Sort some shit out.
Oh, that's good to hear, man.
Wunderbar. How did you get into hip hop then, if you've only just a couple?
I've been listening to it from like being little. Started off with like Biggie and all the like gangster American stuff, and then got into all the UK hip hop stuff like High Focus and Split Profits in Bristol, sort of that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Did you go through to the High Focus jam that happened in Bristol?
Yeah.
How was it?
Banging.
Yeah. Banging, fam.
It's banging. Yeah,
dope. Look forward to hearing it. And who else do we have here? We have Rambler.
No, that's Rambler.
I'm sorry. Jerks. You're trying to trick it. No, it's because he put...
It's Jukes, not Jerks.
Sorry. Sorry, I struck a sensitive nerve there. I didn't mean to. He thought you were going to trick us by putting sunglasses on this week and that we wouldn't recognise you. It worked. That's why I got you wrong.
Yeah. I'll be dibbity, innit? Cool.
Okay, we can do that.
So you're standing in for the crew that couldn't make it from the Slippery Slopes, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, the Munch Millie boys couldn't make it today.
Okay, this seems like that, yeah.
And, so, Jukes is filling in, and it's me, Misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor. What's the deal? How many of you guys are on Slippery Slopes?
There's six MCs, there's three DJs and a couple producers.
Oh, nice.
So it's a nice little collective we got going.
Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
I've been spitting about 9 months.
Is it?
Yeah, so...
It's like a newborn baby up in here.
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm the Slippery Slopes baby, yeah.
Who got you started?
This guy here, Jake.
So it's his fault if anything goes wrong. Now I'm joking.
Yeah, definitely. Blame it on him.
Yeah, how you feeling, though? Is this your first appearance on the radio then? Or
I used to be in a band, so I was on BBC Introducers when I was about 18.
Wait, what was you doing then? Singing?
Yeah, yeah. Singing and playing guitar. So
you can sing as well.
Sing for us.
Oh, no.
I've got the lyrics to Heal the World, Michael Jackson. You can sing along to some Heal the World.
No, that's not even. Oh, my God.
No, come on.
We ain't
carry on. Oh, baby. Oh, that works for me. That's good. That was good.
Yeah. Let's stick to the rapping. So, anyway. So wait, so have you got a project out now on Slippery Slopes, or what's the deal?
Slippery Slopes is just the platform for us to all push our own music individually, but we do collab a lot as well. We've been doing grime hip-hop and a little bit drum and bass on the side, a little bit of bass line, so we're very versatile and we're just making music for love, innit?
Did you write your own stuff when you were singing as well?
I've always written my own lyrics since I was about 14, 15.
How do you find it now with, like, because some producers I work with, they're like, bruv, you should write songs. And I'm like, why? Because it's like half of the shit that you Do you know what I mean? Like a verse and a chorus is like a whole song kind of thing.
A lot of the time I write whole songs on like guitar or, you know, on a beat, but sometimes I just write verses. It really depends. When I hear a certain beat, you know, I feel lyrics that I've written before.
Mm.
And usually I just work around that.
So the transition wasn't too hard, like in terms of writing more words, I mean, and stuff?
At first it was more about flow. Mm. I think it's quite hard to build your flow when you first start.
Mm-hmm.
But because I was writing lyrics originally, I think my lyrics are strong.
Yeah. That's very helpful, man. Ramblers nodding in agreement when it's talking about the flow thing. Is that true? Yeah,
definitely. Starting off, it was sort of like a really blocky, like really old, like old school 90s sort of vibe. When it's like da 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 da.
That sounds pretty new.
Cutting edge. You know what I'm saying?
Innovative mumble rap right there.
Yeah.
All right. I see you guys are hungry to get on this mic. You're looking at me like, shut the fuck up, mice. Get the beat rolling. Because I came here to eat this mic right about now. So let's get into this. Who's on the beat today?
This week, we are featuring the producer, Messiah Kato.
Friend of the show, Messiah Kato. We got these ones going about to go in here on the hip hop show, FUBAR Radio. Jukes, you starting off, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's go, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I walk with a limp and injury sustained when they try boarding my ship. Drawing board script, the only thing of the doors is the spit. Your pen and powder left that torn into bits. We bring a portion of the rawness, we perform in this shit. Bring the raucous notch, the audience know it's audibly sick. You can't afford to draw swords with a notorious kid. Swing an axe, your head rolls, some Victorian shit. So I'ma show you the real world like Morpheus did. Red one or a blue one, dropping four of them quick. Then the nausea hits quick, don't get caught in a drip. Call me Hesperides, I came to rain on parade straight. Unoriginality, the spray when you spray. Me, I put in the work, I've been out of training for days. I'm not laying down slabs, but I'm paving the way. Why you spitting like you need an audiovisual aid? It's like, who the fuck taught you to rhyme on the beat? Makes no sense like smoking cigarettes to whiten your teeth. Only bring the heavy vibes to you hype as can be. Till it's sparking manic riots, have you fine police? Keep it dark, keep it deep, car pass when we speak. Moving past with glass bastards, the cars in the street. If your spark hit the weed, make sure you pass it to me. Cause in my casket I breathe, clouds the darkest the green. Yo, I ain't no average Joe, no halo. Go ask Hendrix, trying to find our best bit. Knee deep in the cesspit, you lot are pretentious pretenders. Toe dipping round the edges, started with a bang. Now these pretty pyrotechnics, yeah, they're getting hectic. Check the forensic, it's becoming evident. This segment of underground sediment carries elephants, and after elephants stamp every regiment. The beckons for the drip fed excrement to ascend. You pretend to attend, recommend to a friend the imminent end that we predict will avenge every misled decision we're committing. Follow despite the wisdom, strange visions of division polluting my inner system. Force tactics to every brain wave, dodging defending electrodes without a trace, stuck in this new age rat race. From the cradle to the grave we complain, ascertain streaks of pain in the never-ending game. Welcome to the hall of fame, my face removed and glazed with a pretty painted frame. Frame by frame the projector displays images of mutiny, fuck trying to behave.
Yo,
Rambler there.
And it's all like home sweet home, kick my feet up, turn my beats up. Let me get in my zone, lick a piff in my spliff. Cup of tea, blood, I work my dough. Number cruncher, that's me, bruv. Robot, show cat, standard procedure, don't know that. Make a quick walk, pray for no blowback. No hope, just smoke dope and coke cans. Fucked if you do, stuck if you don't, slang. Swanky dagger, swagger, certified dank grabber. Weed bagger, sea trapper, take what I need, fama. I don't hold an hang, but the man who wanna start a stammer. The beat, ragger, slag, shagger. Street when I speak with my mad manners, bad grammars. And I'm buzzing off the Charlie Chang is mashing gravy, baby. The way that we be making bangers. Can't touch me, I go hammer. Bandana move planner, make your whole crew stammer like swing. Like a orangutan, coming through your Instagram and dopey you and all your gang. I grab a bag of man and run your liquor pussy out your manor. Bopping like it's Bangra, levels to this shit like my mum's lasagna. Hold that shadow.
Yeah. Jukes, what you saying, bro?
Never ready, but the style stay deeper in my name. It's leaving sour taste like slurping window cleaner. My demeanor be the reader's nothing less than nothing weaker. Gonna run the town like Caesar when the voice come through the speaker. When we on the beat, we know how to get down. A little mice diggy in the mix, now that's a big sound. Opposition get dismissed, ain't feeling what you spit loud. But whip rounds if you can get a taxi out the shit now. Ever since a young age, always had the rhyme habit. Ever saw a mic, I couldn't help but try and grab it. Status stayed the baddest, writing bars up in the tablet. Till I'm running out of battery, that's the only time I panic.
is the maddest. As I spit this sickening stomach acid, never written something passive, cause we living in this havoc, but we in this town of malice, where you gotta find a balance. Ain't a drug habit, I'm rolling round with the mat, it gets frantic. I still seem to manage, keep spitting savage till I'm living in the palace, chilling in the Ritz, sitting billing a spliff and trying to think of something different to these ignorant pricks. But blood, I need to chill till the hydroglycerin kick. Black out when I wake up, forget I'd written this shit. If I hadn't spent my days blazed, probably have a great wage. Check my tax return, barely got a day's pay. Who needs money anyway? Everybody, that's the fucking problem. I ain't got a penny in my wallet. Sorry if it feels like I'm acting kind of tight, bro, but it feels like I'm walking across this canyon on a tightrope.
Hey, legitimately, I think subliminally, I know this life to me, it seems to be a mystery. It's okay, because physically, I can keep me free from these misdemeanors that seem to keep us pulling these grimacing facial features, running around a shitty city like a group of promiscuous creatures, running from these insidious teachers, editing out mistakes to add to the bleepers, burning through the truth just like a fistful of ether. You know what I mean? Nah, me neither. But see past the smoking mirrors and dig a little deeper, and maybe you'll see that I'm not some procrastinating preacher. But I'll keep you on the edge of your seats, because it seems to be you eat a verbeat like a piece of meat. But I keep it sweet for the rest of you freaks to see that I'm just one man and I'm trying to do me. That's the job that I'm here for, other than downing drinks and hitting the floor. These metaphors don't mean shit no more, so I see myself through the door and open it with the strength of a ton of C4. So you ignore what I said before. If I could ever creep away from this wordplay, it's sunk to the deepest, darkest depths of my brain. So I try to refrain like an addict to the king, put on the deepest of riff, blaze up the pith, even you miss, slitting your wrist, bleeding out like a pig in Technicolor bits. That shit is ridiculous.
That's my bitch and I'm fucking it. Beat to like percussion till I'm bossing fucker. Repercussion slopes, we be rockersin. Dope when we run with them. Joke smokes clads, know who you're fucking with. Chang and Wang, mate, get you in the wrong gang. Round here, us know all shanks and robbing grannies. Sometimes it's ripping bongs, dropping zannies. Dead end drops and FIFA, Wiz Khalifa blazing through the speaker, wavy on the hazy reef. Lost in shots like it's Ibiza. I belong where the streets are. Man say I belong, yes I belong. Only place I belong is on the roads, getting chong with my G's and my beats on. Designer, wheeler, dealer, that's me done. Louis Vuitton, Mac your chick, I'll make a money. Cheese, I got the mascarpone. Powder up my nosey like I'm Tony.
Yo, listen.
Jumping
the function, the bars in abundance, a fist full of blunt skins and bruises from the truncheons. It's just in. We smashing heads like pumpkins. Slippy slopes, runtings, running through the dungeons. Unhinged, pull out the beat if it ain't thumping. I wanna see you jumping, or ain't fist that gon' be bumping. Smiling like a villain while I big up my chest. From the wild, wild Wickham, now I live in the west. Took a while with the lyrics, now I got your interest. Why you whining, Little Women? Got your. Hey, yo. Stepping in the building, bringing the smoke and flicking the roach and sliding down the slippery slope. Sipping a cold brew, scribbling note, trying to figure how it's quickest to blow to be the biggest in vogue. Yeah, they told me you were better, but I know they missed the letter. Been the heaviest bread and with the belly full of Stella. Can't see the man fucking with a crew like we. Keep your head spinning like a kick from Bruce Lee. Who's he? It's Jukes G, rolling with the heavy duty. Zuby got me snacking like Scooby. Only smoke the most potent zest. It blows holes in my head and lifts me till I'm floating again. But I know in the end I ain't gotta go and pretend. So little time for these liars, have them phoning for friends. And so listen to this, I ain't got a spliff than a piss. Take a sip of my gin and slip my dick in your bitch. Most time you see me grinning, doing something that's forbidden. It's not in the drink I'm spilling, it's the spliff that I've been billing. Don't be mistaken by the moves that I've been making, cause they took some contemplation. I ain't ever got complacent. I'm not one for sitting hating on the next dude and waiting patient making chess moves. You think I care who disapproves? Nobody tell me shit, that's the way I've always moved. You got something to prove and come and fill the boots. Yeah, I'm sure that there's better, certain that there's worse. Finest lines you rhyme, couldn't find a place inside my verse. I'm absurdly rehearsed with the words that I splurge on the verge of insanity. I should go berserk, or I should quit the herb, or maybe I should do neither. Maybe I should take a breather. I'm sitting here restless like I got cabin fever. Oh, my dogs ain't nothing like retrievers.
Yo, recent events make it near impossible to survive, let alone try to thrive. We're feeling ostracized, half the nation terrified, the other half desensitized. Caught up in the spider's web of lies, people scheming, sneaking, using fantasy strategy, gradually producing a masterpiece that betrays beliefs, shatters dreams, forever rearranging everyday reality. How can this be? Getting caught up in clever distractions, dividing unity, our communities subtracting, cut up into sections, freeing thousands of fragmented fractions. These equations slaying patients, destroying nations. It's amazing, it's so blatant, hunting prophets like demons in Salem. What's gonna happen to the world that we're creating? We've forgotten morality, empathy's been tossed aside due to the monstrosity constantly being televised. Being told we all need to get a life, ignoring others need to lead to our demise.
We get the party popping. Rocket got your jaw dropping. Doctor dotting cause I'm rotten. Heart racing, nose blocking. My shit is show stopping. Fuck the feds, no comment. Sipping liquor, smoke chronic. Well, your chick up in my bed, she is so on it. I'll be catching jokes, sniffing cold coffee. 21 seconds later, well, my dick is so solid. When I pull it out, she look like she's in a ghost from it. Turn a white way, I phone man, unload on it. Explode when I blow, I am so atomic. Told her I'ma take it home and I'ma show it something. Metronome, how we click. When she on my big dick, hit them high notes. She scream like a bitch, I go places you won't. I'm a bit sick, now you're ballistic. Your dick won't fit, sick of your dipsticks. You want the next big tick,
hey? I ain't fucking about, I'm busting off round. I'm pushing out the muckiest sound and jumping up for the crown. See every time we touch down, thundering clouds, I bet my last pound you're standing with an ugly frown. We keep it blazing hot, just like the Serengeti. Never get distracted from my craft, I always keep it heavy. Very short list of MCs, anywhere near as heavy. Never in my life have I ever felt to envy. Skunk that I blaze or the funk in my veins that's left my brain spinning, going fucking insane. I put my life down online for these people to read. If I ain't looking happy, stressed out, and pass me the weed. Cruising third lane, yeah, I'm passing the speed. I'm always fucked up, please never pass me the speed. I grab the mic, spit flame, and then I hope the next MC came prepared with other gloves.
Hey,
have you got your other
Rambler,
gloves?
Rambler, what are you saying, bro?
I know you have. I know you have.
Hey, yo, it's Rambler.
What's going on?
Yo, so now we're fighting back. We're the phoenix risen from the ash. All united, watch them stagger back as we swing the battle axe. It don't mean violence, I ain't talking metaphorically. You need to see past the derogatory bureaucracy. See past the liars, haters and hypocrisy. Healing the minds like a neurologist, Hippocrates. Because as one we stand strong and stable. That's not the words of a forgotten fable. A place where everyone is welcome at the table. We're all able to disable tales, remaining faithful, breaking out the cradle. Mold our futures out of something more substantial than Play-Doh. I guess at the sense, I'm elephant in the booth, saying what we're all thinking, so I call this truth. Don't hurt your brothers, sisters, and the abundance of abuse, and let loose. Remember, we're naturally inclined to move forward, but that's up to us to choose.
Why you stammering, stuttering? Weak MC on the beat, I'll crumble him, savage him, damage him lyrically. Man handle him, banish him, draw for the tool. Yes sir, you been brandishing, I'll make your click start vanishing. Vandal and vanquish and trouble, I'm anguish, I'm biggest, I'm baddest, I'm fried. Cause your mama keeps making me sandwiches. You can't handle this heat, mangle this beat. Sweet street analysis, leaves all your sweet little neeks in a nightmare. Sleep paralysis, my heart beats where the malice is. Fuck your myths and your fallacy, romance fantasy, I'm what you plan to be. You can never match this pace that I'm sitting, or the goal that I'm getting. Make the rave bang bang like a shotgun wedding. Way that I flow, make them sway when I go ham. That's why they cat what I say, I'm the showman. Average mister, but a little meaner. Poet like Edgar Allan Poe, but leaner. Call me John Lennon, baby, I am a dreamer. Don't dream in my sleep cause I smoke reefer. Lemony, bring the tequila. Cocaine, cigarettes, beats and Ribena. Misdemeanor.
Jesus. Yo, that's the open mic right there. Make some noise for these MCs, boy. Misdemeanor, Man Like Jukes. You know what I mean? The Rambler right here. MCs, if you want to get on the open mic like these guys, make sure you hit us up. hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. All you got to do is send a link to some of your music, whether it be a YouTube link or SoundCloud link, and we'll get back to you. Producers, if you want to get a beat on here just like Messiah Kato, hit us up. hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. All you got to do is attach 4 1-minute snippets of your beats and we'll get back to you. That's 4 1-minute snippets, and that's for the producers, not the MCs. You know who I'm talking to out there.
Yo, no, thank you so much, man. Guys, for joining us.
Thank you,
thanks for having us.
You lot enjoy that, yeah?
Love that.
Would you lot come back if we, you know what I mean, if we invited you back to the Uncle Mike, yeah?
Worth the try.
That's good to hear, man.
Rambler,
I appreciate
what are the links
coming down
to share with people?
Not many at the moment. I've got a SoundCloud account with like a tune on it, but I've got more in the making. But yeah, if you want to check it out, it's Rambler, just MC Rambler on SoundCloud. And that's it. And Instagram, you can hit that up, and it's Renz the Rambler.
Wonderful.
Wicked.
Guys,
Slippery Slopes Collective, that's on SoundCloud, Facebook, YouTube, anywhere you go, just check it out. Lots of freestyles, few tunes.
Yeah, don't forget the Instagram as well. I've been working hard on that. So.
Tell that Sarah about the Instagram still. She's still, you know what I mean? She ain't worked it out. She might need that. You know what I mean? Yo, thanks for coming through, guys,
thank
man.
You.
We really
thanks
appreciate that.
You're starting to take over Foobar Radio a little bit.
Slippery Slopes Radio. Slippery coming Slopes. Soon.
Hey, man, if you know what I mean, if there's a platform for you guys to use, why can't it be here? Do you know what I mean?
That's it, man.
You can drop your button. You know you can swear if you want. We had a bit of misogyny in there. You can say what you want. So
I saw Lizzie looking disapprovingly from the other side
she's
of the glass. She was shaking her head.
She's not. I won't tell you about today's show.
But honestly, hip hop is all about peace, unity, love, and equality, and all that stuff. But thank you so much for coming and representing on the open mic, guys. Thank you to Kate Scanlon, who came through earlier and was telling us about her event, The Bridge, happening in August at South Bank Centre. Mm-hmm. Also, thank you to you guys for tuning into the show every week. We're going to be back next Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. right here on Food Bar Radio, where we're going to be joined by Mass Law in the studio with us. So that'll be lots of fun. And make sure you hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop for all that good stuff. Up next on Food Bar, Sticky Bar. Sorry, was someone about to ask something? Oh, yes. You said you? Okay, sorry. It was just enthusiasm, hip-hop enthusiasm.
Make sure all the listeners are locked in during the week as well, because we got some special guests coming through, apparently.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
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 I heard Ike Turner might be coming through to slap a bitch up.
But remember, really, the message is...
Fuck y'all, motherfuckers.
Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony, and there'll surely be.